cars as wireless hotspots. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. People who buy Chrysler vehicles next year will have the option of turning their cars and trucks into rolling wireless internet hotspots. Drivers will be able to access the internet in most 2009 Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep models. Chrysler's Uconnect service will come as a dealer-installed option and will work over a cellular network. The company says people will be able to use laptops in their cars and trucks just as if they were in an office or home. Uconnect also includes a 30-gigabyte hard drive with options for 3-channel satellite television service and satellite radio. Automotive industry analyst Aaron Bragman with Global Insight says there will be a market for Uconnect.
For some of the younger buyers, having that constant connectivity no matter where you are is very important. Gen Y, especially, is all about connectivity and keeping in touch with their friends, a lot of our studies have shown. And this is one of the ways of doing it. But you get to some of the other buyers who simply don't want this kind of intrusion into their vehicles. A lot of people view their drive time as their own kind of personal space, and now all of a sudden you've got internet in your car just like you've got internet at work. There's really no off time. It also brings up some other some questions about safety, obviously.
Right. I mean, Chrysler is saying that with Uconnect, customers will be able to do things like check email, download music, play games. That seems kind of crazy in a way.
Well, and the running joke around us is, around our office is, let's see how fast it is before California bans the system. They're already looking at banning cell phone usage in vehicles. Texting in vehicles has become a problem in some areas as well. So the addition of more distractions really, I think, is going to start to get some attention on the national level, the national legislative level as well, I think.
Aaron Bragman with Global Insight. The internet will prove to be a major distraction for drivers, according to Russ Rader with the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety.
It's a problem when our cars become rolling versions of the office or the living room. We know that cell phones are causing a good deal of distraction out on the road. And when you think about a feature that would allow you to not only be involved in something where you're thinking about the next website you want to go to, but you're actually taking your eyes off the road for that. So it's even more of a distraction.
Chrysler has said, I think, that the idea here is to allow people to access all sorts of internet services when they're not moving. Do you have any problem with drivers having that kind of technology available as long as they use it responsibly?
We already have abundant evidence that drivers recognize that cell phones are a risk, but they still use their cell phones while driving. The striking thing about Chrysler's comment in the media is that where is their evidence that drivers are going to obey local laws or think to themselves, well, I really shouldn't be doing this while I'm driving? Because you know that a lot of drivers who have access to this kind of technology will be using it while they're rolling down the road.
Chrysler's Uconnect wireless router will cost $449, with dealer installation going for $35 to $50, and then there's the monthly service charge of about $30. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.